This week on Get Hench,
we're talking to top athletes about how they remain at the top.
Hey, Sergey! Wait up! Sergey!
Carl, why are you here?
I saw you run out of the house. What are you doing?
I'm running.
Yeah, but what are you running from? The cops.
No, I'm running and listening to our podcast.
You're going to need a better alibi than that, bro. I'll get your passport, and I know a guy who can get us a car. After that, we're on our own.
No, I just want to listen to my podcast.
Don't wombat it, meerkat it.
Simples.
Good morning. This is Apple Turnover for April 23rd, 2023. The Mets lost to the San Francisco Giants 7-4 at Oracle Park in San Francisco yesterday in a game that was frustrating for all the reasons you'd expect. David Peterson started the game and instantly got behind the eight ball, putting the team down 4-0 in the first inning. The Mets were able to chip away at a couple of runs, including a nice piece of hitting from Brett Beatty, a home run from Brandon Nimmo. But overall, it was the David Peterson experience in all of its glory. Now, I want to say, I am not as down on Peterson as some other folks are, specifically some other folks here at Home Run Applesauce are, but he is just an incredibly frustrating pitcher to watch, even when things are going well. For fans of a certain age, he reminds me very much of watching Steve Traxel pitch, where when you look at the end of the season or the end of a month, you say, oh, wow, Traxel's doing well. But watching a Steve Traxel start could often feel like plucking out every piece of hair on your body with a rusty set of tweezers, just slow, arduous torture. That can sometimes be how David Peterson starts feel as well. And so yesterday was one of those starts, and in addition to him being hard to watch because of the way he pitches, it was just a not successful outing as well. Logan Webb started for the Giants and is much, much better than David Peterson, and so here we are. Look, I can't get too down on this. The Mets have won the vast majority of the games on this road trip. They've already split the series with the Giants. If they can win today, they won all three series in California. Even if they lose today, they won two and split one. I can't get too upset about that. It's the unfortunate reality that this team's going to have to lose sometimes. I know we all get in this habit of sometimes thinking that the Mets can be, you know, a bigger juggernaut than they are. And they're having a very fine season so far. It's not a big deal. The David Peterson thing is interesting after Joey Lucchese's fantastic start on Friday night. It makes it a real question as to what's going to happen when the Mets are able to bring back Verlander, Scherzer, etc. I think for Verlander and Scherzer, you're going to see Buto and I don't even know who the other option would be at this point to send down. Part of me says it shouldn't be Lucchese, just first of all because of Lucchese's start he had. But also, Chris McShane and I spoke about this a little bit on Today Your Love, Tomorrow the World Series. It feels like Lucchese is sort of, you know what you're getting with him. He's a fully formed, I believe 30-year-old now or 29-year-old pitcher who, you know, you're not going to get too many surprises from him. His development is such that he is more or less a finished product at the major league level, whereas I feel like McGill and Peterson are not quite there yet, and so I would like to give McGill and Peterson more time in the minors to sort of figure out who they are, but I think for both of them, there is less mystery about who they are than there was, you know, this time last year. Both have pitched a little bit more, you know, this season than I think anyone anticipated this early in the season, and maybe we're just seeing who David Peterson and Tyler McGill are, and if that's the case, then I'm more comfortable with McGill in the rotation than I am Peterson. If you need a lefty, I'm more comfortable with Lucchese in the rotation than I am Peterson. But I also think that Peterson has a fair amount to offer. You know, he's had a couple of good starts this year. He's had a couple of atrocious starts. But so I would, if this were me and there were no, you know, preconditions put on this roster decision, I would want the two spots in the rotation when Scherzer and Verlander come back to be Lucchese and McGill, I think. not the most ringing endorsement, I know. I would want Peterson to keep working on some stuff in the minors. I would want Buto to keep working on some stuff in the minors. And hopefully that's enough to solidify the rotation until Carrasco comes back. And when Carrasco comes back, I think whoever is just the hotter hand to keep up. It's also baseball and injuries happen, specifically pitcher injuries happen. And so there may never be a time that the five proposed Mets starters for the season are all healthy at the same time. We've talked before about how the amount of depth that's going on here. I mean, Buto is either the 9th or 10th guy on the depth chart, depending where you slot in Eliezer Hernandez. And so the fact that the Mets are going through all this pitching depth in the first month of the season and have a winning record and have not been totally burned by these spot starts, in fact, have been emboldened by these spot starts from Lucchesi and Buto, it's pretty incredible. And it's a really nice thing to see. And I just want to shout out Joey Lucchesi again. I know I talked about him on yesterday's show, but if any of you saw the post-game interviews he did, he just seemed incredibly grateful and humbled by this whole experience, and it's fantastic. That's what you want to see. You root for guys like that. His family was at the game. It was just a fantastic way to come back, and I would keep giving him the ball because he's an interesting pitcher, and he's not David Peterson. I sound like a real jerk about Peterson, don't I? Sorry. I wish him all the success in the world. I would love to swallow my words about David Peterson. Swallow, eat my words. I guess when you eat, swallowing is part of that. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm rambling now. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it very, very much. Go to homerunapplesauce.com or patreon.com/homerunapplesauce to support these podcasts directly. Follow me on Twitter @BrianNeedsANap. And until next time, let's go Mets.